Ranjun Bondopadhyay, an associate professor at San Jose State University, comes to Kolkata from the Bay Area every summer. This year it was a normal trip home until he turned on the television last week.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, we were shocked and stunned. And then all the telephone calls came. And for at least 2 hours, I couldn't speak anything. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
His cousin, Sushmita Banerjee, someone he was very close to, had been killed by suspected Taliban militants in rural Afghanistan. Pumped with bullets, her hair ripped off, dumped in front of a religious seminary. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Sushmita, a middle-class Bengali girl, created a scandal in the late 80s when she fell in love with an Afghan moneylender.
Her own parents, they were like half dead, shocked. And nobody could imagine that she could do such a thing.
But she'd grown up flouting the entire rule book of the well-behaved Bengali girl.
She could climb the trees and, you know, pick the mangoes and hit the boys over here. She used to play soccer.
She told her teenage cousin why she just had to go.
I want to see a new world, a dangerous world. I want to, you know, enjoy life in a different way.
Afghanistan in the 90s was a no man's land. The Taliban was sweeping in. It was no country for a rebellious non-Muslim feminist. Her conservative in-laws turned against her. She found her husband had another wife. She escaped by burrowing through a mud wall, was captured by the Taliban, but survived. Back in Kolkata, she wrote a memoir. In those days before 9/11, no one had heard of the Taliban. Shopun Bishash, a small publisher in the city, agreed to publish it when no one else would. He called it Kabuliwalar Bangali Bow, or the Bengali Bride of the Man from Kabul. He says without publicity, just based on its cover and title, he sold 125 copies in 1 hour. A journalist, also named Ranjun Bondopadhyay, serialized it for the city's leading Bengali daily. He says the prose lacked polish.
If he was a good writer, then it would have been brilliant, absolutely. I mean, she had the stuff, you know, but she didn't know how to handle it. Her life is extremely interesting. It's very unusual.
The book became a sensation, even a Bollywood film.
Escape from Taliban.
But journalist Bondopadhyay says he's astonished she went back to Afghanistan this year.
When she was killed in Afghanistan, I was so surprised. Why did she go there at all? And you really don't go there after what you have written about the Taliban and also about generally about Afghan society and about the main folk there.
Her cousin says he was worried but not surprised. Life had become monotonous. Her other books hadn't taken off. She wanted to shake things up.
And she was always a strong feminist. And she had a plan just to, you know, take some pictures this time, make a documentary.
We'll never know what she found. Her in-laws say armed men dragged her to her death. Far away in Kolkata, publishers gathered on a busy street to remember her. A friend read a poem. There were speeches, garlands, candles. A bookseller hawked copies of Kabuliwalar Bangali Bow. The books her publisher had been thinking of remaindering have now gone in for a new print. In death, Sushmita Banerjee got what she wanted again, the world's attention. Her cousin Ranjan says, as a brother, it's hard. But he's also proud.
We are leading a life full of compromises. And she led a life like this. Fantastic. I wish I could live like this. I mean, die bravely and try to make a difference in this world.
He remembers his American students at San Jose State were enthralled by her story.
They just wanted to hear again and again. Daring to marry an Afghan guy, going to Afghanistan, facing the Taliban, coming back and writing a book.
He wonders what he will tell them now. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.